Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, somehow we're trying to get a hold of Pastor Selby, but we don't seem to be making quite a lot of progress. We're just getting voicemail. And I'm going to keep on trying over and over and over and over until we get him. We're supposed to be talking to him now. But somehow, we don't seem to be getting through to him. And we are trying by all means, that we talk to him. And he seems not to be responding to the call. Let us call him one more time and try to get through to him, Pastor Selby. But it looks like we are not getting hold of him, and that is where I am becoming frustrated, because we are supposing to be talking to him now. We are supposing to be talking to him now, Pastor Selby, but it seems not. And the phone is just ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing. Let's see if we have him. Pastor Selby, welcome. All right, let me try him again, Pastor Selby. Let's see if he will respond. I'm trying him again. And let's hear if he will respond. But it looks like, you know, sometimes pastors are caught up in big meetings. They have to talk. And they have to be in commissions and all those things. That's the thing. We don't seem to be getting hold of him. All right. And I will play a bit of this because there are people who sent also their voice notes.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Gopila, kona, ngiyabinga lela. Emsakazweni Radio Pulpit. Ngiyathoba sawubona Pastor Ray, sawubona Pastor Motha, sanibonani nonke. Baphathi bami, ngiza ngiyagijima ngilangazelele ukuzofika ngilalele umsakazo omkhulu. Uma ngifika ngithole ubhuti Sipho yaphuma. Hawu, Nkosi yami, siyabonga uBhishopu Nicholas ngwakwaMhlongo, ngila eDaviton. Hawu, Nkosi yami, ngumusa asicetiwe Baba Motha, ngumusa Pastor Ray asiqediwe. Kunevesi elithi ningayeki ukwenza okuhle. Ingakho thina nangabe umzalwane kufanele ube nomusa, ngoba uNkulunkulu esimkhonzayo usenzela umusa, unguNkulunkulu womusa. So thina siyoba sifuze bani nangabe wena ungenawo umusa, ugumbela kwesakho zonke izinto ufuna zenzakalele wena, yonke into enhle ufuna kuhlala kunconywe wena, kukhulunywe kahle ngawe, but wena ukhulumi kahle ngabanye, awukhoni futhi nokulula isandla, uhlala ukhongozile. Mntwana namhlanje ngidlala, abantu bazihambele emoli, mfundisi sekufanele badojane nawe ngoba uhlale ukhongoza. Wena awenzi umusa ubaphe nawe. Sandla hamba, sandla buya, ngoba sifuza uNkulunkulu. Angusa lithi uthi umhlabelele umasibheke emuva la sivela khona. Awu, siyamangala Pastor Ray, kubonakala umusa. Ezinye zezinto kuba ngathi ikhwepho zamandla akho, kanti hayi cha, thina siyihluleki, kepha ngoba singanywe umusa. Umusa uyafihlana, umusa uyafihlana. kunengozi siziphephayo ekugcineni omunye asishaya isifuba. Mina ngiyadriva unamanga umusa ucediwe. Sihamba nje Sathane ufuna ukusibulala, isita sifuna ukusibulala, sizalwa sifuna ukubulawa, sikhula singaka sifuna ukubulawa, kepha umusa umile. Nangabe isita sifuna ukudestroya sikuvezela laba bamanga bathi hey kunomuntu ofuna ukubulala uyathuka baze bakufake nentambo baze babathi kufanele bakugcabe ngoba uzofa but without knowing ukuthi phela kakade vela wena ufuna umama kwaleta nokudeliver ngenxa ukuthi be kuze kwadlulana nezinsuku nesikhathi ngoba isita besilwa ukubulala kepha ngomusa siphile saze safika la saze sababadala umuso uvayo kithina siyabonga kakhulu awumusa ukwazana nawo Pastor Ray umusa uzithola sikhuluma ku radio pulpit umusa uthi uNkulunkulu asilethele ingceke zisikhulise zisekele ngokwemvelo ngabe thina sesihlulekile endleleni sesiwile singasasebazalwane singasabafundisi senza izinto ezihlazisayo izwe lonke kepha umusa uyasivikela ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu anibusise. Thank you, Pastor Ray. Amen.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi Mhlongo, Bishop. I really appreciate this. May the Father do you good and grace you so much in a mighty way. And of course, we are touching base. We want to connect, actually, with Pastor Selby, I think. Yes, with Pastor Selby, we want to connect with him so that we can talk much more on what it means when we say all scripture is God-breathed. I think he will be touching base on that when they say all scripture is God-breathed. And that is it is all about. That's Pastor Selby. We need to connect with him. And of course, touch base with him and hear what is going on. But to my utter dismay, I can't get hold of him. And that's a problem I have. That's a problem I have for now. All right, let's do a bit of a song and maybe we'll get hold of him and get this started. I am keen to get this started, to get it going quite right. I am very much keen to get this started. So some Yolanda would do, some beautiful Yolanda would do, and there we will look into the notion and aspect where it speaks about the Good Shepherd, you know, where it speaks about the Good Shepherd. It's important to understand that. It's a beautiful song, and I trust that you will enjoy the Good Shepherd coming up next.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
The music of Yolanda Adams there. As I said, we were trying to get hold of Pastor Selby there, and by the grace of the Most High, we were able to get through to him. Pastor Selby, greetings to you. Welcome, sir.
Hallelujah. Greetings to you. I'm glad to have been able to join you this afternoon, this evening.
Are you well, sir?
I'm well, by the grace of the Most High God, I'm well.
Thank you so much, and I'm sorry we are joining you. We got hold of you this late. I'm sorry. It's because maybe of a misunderstanding of a sort. And but this is going to be happening almost some Sundays to come. We will be having a time with you guys from 6:30 every Sunday, isn't it?
Yes, it is a show, the AM Apostolic Faith Mission show, that is going to be hosted by us together with Radio Pulpit every Sunday at 6:30 in the evening.
Right through up to 7.
Yes, sir.
All right. Because we are only left with about 11 minutes, maybe if we can just do a small synopsis of what will be taking place in this program.
In this program or show, the Apostolic Faith Mission has partnered with Radio Pulpit to have this show to come closer to the listeners of Radio Pulpit, unpacking or talking more about the Word of God, Christ being the center. And as we do that, we'll also be dealing with other programs, like in the Apostolic Faith Mission, we have four office bearers: the president, the deputy president, the general secretary, and the general treasurer. These leaders will have an opportunity to share the spiritual emphasis issues around this time periodically. And also we have departmental leaders, a men's fellowship director, youth, national director, sisters fellowship national director, welfare, we also have a director, and children's ministry. And also we have a theological college where they'll be able also to come and share the word and talk briefly of what we do as the church around these areas. And also there are other topical issues that we'll be dealing with, things that has to do with theological issues that are needed in the country and also in the church Christian community.
Now, many people maybe would be asking and say, when you say Apostolic Faith Mission, is it a movement or a church? What is it? How would you define it to the recipients who are excited about what you just said now that they would expect?
The AFM AHS is the Apostolic Faith Mission, which was founded in 1908. It is a classical Pentecostal church. It's one of the first, let me say, the first to be established in the country, 1908. This movement has touched many lives, and many ministries as well have come out of this great movement, the Apostolic Faith Mission. What is great about the Apostolic Faith Mission is that we have moved beyond in terms of deepening our unity. Our church united in 1906, became one church, whereby our white brothers, our Indian brothers, our colored brothers, and our African black brothers, the church that was separated because of the system of the past, became one. We had one leadership constitutionally, we are one. We are continuing as the church to celebrate that act of unity in terms of seeing the church being united, emphasizing issues of love, issues of reconciliation, issues of harmony, that even though we're diverse in terms of culture, in terms of languages, we are able to worship God in a diverse environment, but experiencing the power of the Holy Spirit together.
So basically, one would say and be excited to look forward to the church and movement that is multicultural, isn't it?
Yes, it's multicultural, it's diverse, and we do have areas where the church is fellowshipping, exercising this unity in many areas of our country where the FM is fellowshipping in a diverse environment. We have Teoxa doing the same, we have Vort and Leve doing the same, various areas in our church are demonstrating the deepening of unity, and they are also an answer to Christ's prayer that we should be one.
Now, the very aspect that we should be one, it's also an appeal to other movements, to other ministries. So one would safely say and pose as a question that the AFM in this case and in these programs would be opening up to a variety of believers, not necessarily those affiliated to it. Am I correct?
The word of God is the word for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
That is where we'll be centering our engagement.
Yeah.
In the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Christ alone.
Yeah.
And Christ alone. That is what we'll be upholding.
Yes.
Christ and the Word of God. When we do that, the Holy Spirit, as part of Trinity,
yes,
will be also a theme for our discussion, ongoing engagement and ongoing reflection, as we'll be going to reflect together, but using the inspired text, the word of God.
Now, because you also highlighted that there also will be something like which deals from a theological perspective, and that is where many tend to seem to differ. And then, since now that the AFM's initiative seems to be a beacon of bringing unity, are you hoping to navigate the differences in the theology?
When I said theology, because it's a study of God,
yeah,
I meant the biblical issues that we'll be discussing, but around Christ, around the common areas,
yes,
where we uphold Christ, not issues of dogma, but the issues of the Word of God, the issues of the Bible. Not going deeper in different interpretation,
yes,
but taking what God is saying in Scripture. I think that is what we'll be reflecting on, like a pure preaching that is happening in that radio station by various speakers. They do what we'll be doing, but with different names and different personalities.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes.
I get you quite well. Look, today, because it is a fault on our part that the information you got didn't reflect the time. But today, you were going to touch on Scripture being God-breathed, and we are only left with 2 minutes. Can you just, just give us a little bit of what you would imply when that show comes on? When you say all Scripture is God breath, this is what we should know. What would you say, sir?
That is part of the authority of Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
That the Word of God contains inspired text. That is God breath.
Yeah.
It's giving life, and it is a God's creative breath that is in Scripture. Through it, we are taught by God. Through Scripture, we are taught by the Spirit. In Scripture, we find blueprint for our lives. We are also ushered in paths of righteousness. The Word of God is useful and is profitable for our lives.
Yeah.
That is why it will continue to say it is profitable for teaching, profitable for rebuking, profitable for correction,
yes,
profitable for training in righteousness.
I hear you. I hear you.
This is the word that when Paul spoke to Timothy, he said, "You have known the sacred scriptures, which is able to give you wisdom."
Yeah.
The scriptures that Timothy knew from childhood are able to make one wise. When we read the word of God, the man of God is equipped for every good work through scripture. That is what I can say, that we need scripture. It continues to be our source of inspiration.
All right.
Because it carries God's authority.
I hear you quite well, Pastor Selby, and thank you so much for giving us that overview of what will be taking place. And I trust many people can't wait, you know, after what they have heard that you're going to be doing in this 30 minutes between 6:30 and 7. We're looking forward to it, and thank you so much for giving us your time, even today. May the Father grace you, and I wish you all the best. May the Father use you amazingly, sir.
Amen. John 17, verse 17, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor Selby. We talk again the coming week, and may the Father do you good, sir. Thank you very much, and good night.
Good night. God bless. Thank you.
Right. That's how it's going to be. And that's what you're going to hear. Quite interesting, I should say.
Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wabo bonke abadinga ukukhuthazwa. Silalele ku-app yethu noma ku-radiopulpit.co.za.
Right, to the King above all else, we give him glory. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. And thank you so much for praying for us. And of course, we're also praying for you. Another one on the number that ends with 583 says, pray for me. We're praying for you that may the Father take care of you in whatever it is that you are trusting him for. And thank you for listening. Thank you so much for those on YouTube who have been looking at us and talking to us, and those on the social networks. Thanks so much. We really appreciate it. The King above all else, his name is Yahweh Elohim. We give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. And we say, through his Son, we continue to see his salvation. And by his Holy Spirit, we continue to see the leadership of his truth. And from me, Ray, it's been great. And we are learning together. Remember that. Tuda Rabah.
Faith-filled listening 24/7. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.